Good morning. Today is June the 17th, 2026, Wednesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, this morning, open with me in your Old Testament Bible to the book of Isaiah, chapter 66. We'd like to share just two verses with you this morning. The word says, "Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me? And where is a place that I may rest? For my hand made all these things, thus all things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit, and who trembles at my word." May God bless this morning the reading of his word. Beloved, this morning as we glean an understanding from these two powerful verses, it says, "Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me, and where is a place that I may rest?" You know, the Lord's telling us through the prophet Isaiah, beloved, that each and every day, as we seem to sometimes want to confine God into a box many times we may ask the Lord God to perform this for us and help us through this matter. Beloved, each and every day of our life, God has so much greater things for us, I would believe, according to his own word, than even we could ever ask or think or even imagine. For he continues in verse 2, "For my hand made all these things, thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord." As he created all these things in our life, including our own beings, you know, each day of our life, many times we may look around and we may wonder, look at these great things that we've accomplished. Maybe you may think of yourself, I know all of us do, and wonder if anyone has noticed what we have accomplished, the things that we maybe have accomplished or done at work, the things that we may have done around our house, our home, maybe a kind deed that we may have done for someone else that had a special need that we may have provided to them in secret. You know, the Lord God knows all things, beloved, and there's nothing hidden from the eyes of the Lord God, the word says. May we always understand that the Lord desires for us to be steadfast, to be true in his word, in his way, in his will, in all matters, in all situations. For he says in the latter part of this verse 2, "But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit, and who trembles at my word." You know, that last part of that verse, beloved, every time I read that, surely goosebumps come up on my back as I stop and think about the power of God's word in our life every day. You know, if we stay rooted in God's word and God's will, is surely knowing that God's word is in us, surely knowing that the power of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father above and the grace and the mercies of the Holy Spirit that indwells this day and each day in our hearts, that we know that we have the word of God hidden deep. For his word says, "To him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word," the word says. May we always have this day and each day a reverent fear, a reverent love of God's word. I would ask you this morning, if you would, just to bow your heads with me for just a few moments of prayer. Let's seek him for his will and his way in your life and mine. Father, we come humbly before you this morning, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord God, we truly are thankful. And truly, God, as well, we're humbled today, God, by your presence, the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. God, I would ask you today, around this world, Father, even though there's, Father, so much chaos and so many things going on, things that we don't understand, God, Lord, we know that you do understand it all. As your word declares unto us, God, surely there's nothing hidden from you. Lord God, may you reveal to us today, God, how we may grow in you. Lord, may each and every day we grow nearer and nearer your will, Father, in your way. Father, I would ask that you would just bless those that listen to this broadcast so faithfully each and every day, God. Father, we thank you for the radio networks, the affiliates, God, that carry this broadcast each day. May you bless them, Father. May you meet their needs, Father, in a special and a supernatural and a miraculous way, God, in a way, Father, that only you can and you will. We thank you, Father, for being with us this day. We thank you for keeping your hands upon us, Father, as we go out now and go into our workplaces and go about the activities, God, that we have for this day. Lord, may you lift us. May you lead us. Father, may you always guide and direct us, Father. And surely, God, today, may you guard our hearts so we may always, God, be nearer and closer to you and your will, God, in everything that we do. Father, I would pray a very special prayer today for those that are sick. Those that we know of, Father, recently that have been in the hospital, oh God, we would pray for a complete and a miraculous recovery, Father, on their behalf. Lord, I thank you for what you've done already in their lives and what you will continue to do, God. Those that are wheelchair bound, those that, Father, are handicapped and unable to get out of their rooms that we know and we visit with at the assisted care homes. God, may you bless them. May you give them a spirit of encouragement each and every day, God. May you help us to be the encourager, God. Father, we would ask you to bless our nation. We would ask you to allow our leaders, God, to just draw their strength, draw their wisdom, draw their will, Father, from your will and your word, God. Father, we would pray for our men and women that are fighting for the great freedoms of our great land. God, we'd ask you to protect them. We'd ask you to guard them and keep them out of harm's way, God, if it be thy will. God, may you bring them home safely, God, to their families. Oh, God, we just thank you for all things today. Allow us to stay steadfast, God, in your word and in your will, Father, is our deepest prayer. For today we come and we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. ¶¶